Sehr. Hello. I think we finally got it. Okay, everyone's able to hear? Yeah? Okay, very good. We're learning the Sefer, Kager Ka'ezrach, beautiful Sefer. And we're now learning something which is called Shar Dvarim Shebelev. I told you it spans over up to 170 pages, something like that, just to discuss the issue of Dvarim Shebelev, when it applies and when it doesn't apply. We're presently up to a page called page Kuf Pei Hei. Now, he quotes a number of Achronim. Quotes a Chacham Tzvi in Simon Aleph. Why is a guy possible for Ksivas Aget? Adata de Nafshika of it. The guy will say, Beferish, I'm doing a Lishma. Let's say, Dvarim Shebelev in Dvarim. So he answers, the non Sadi, Namachav Lishma, Dvarim Gluyim. It's like an Obeliba of a Lev Kaladim. Frekta Bekiva Eger in Simon Chav Gimel. What do you mean? It's a suffix. Maybe the guy means the Shema. Answer to Bekiveger. Kevin she'inyan al-Shema beget dover she'ikara b'leiv. Tifa machshev is libo nechsha dvorm. Kam nega dvorm ama furash. He quotes the Ran in Pesachim. Why do you need B'dikas chametz? Bittles et toli b'machshav ton shob b'nei odom. V'ein they all say in Shavas. So the Chachamim said, not enough bit, you have to have a bedika. Frekta b'kiveger. Who cares? It's Rav Shebelev. Answer to b'kiveger. What's the whole idea of bit with machsheves libo? And the Dibur was rak gili al libo. And then Rav Shebelev, havi dvarim. This is Rav b'kiveger says, oh, oh. Comes along of Chaim Eiser with a lum de shavart. It's on the next page, Kuf Peva. Achiezer chelik beis simchav dal oz dalat. You know, I knew this from Brisker sources, but apparently Chaim Eiser was, you know, he learned Reb Chaim is a Brisker terminologies. You need rotzon or kavana. You may ever come across this in your learning sometimes. It's rotzon and kavana. If it's rotzon, Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. What's Russell for? To see to it that a marriage happens, a divorce happens, a purchase happens. That requires a Russell. Kavana? Dvarim Shebelev, Havi Dvarim. Havi Dvarim. It's a Pigul B'machshava. So he says, what does it mean? You try to make truma, you say something wrong. It's, even though he didn't have a mind, it's anyway, Chal. Machshavas libo, so it's chalva machshava. So Chaim Eiser says, hektish depends upon rotzen. I'm trying to consecrate something, and they have a drama shlevein and dvarim. So it's not chal. Okay, pigel depends on kavana. All depends kavana. That's how he answers the kasha of the Chacham Tzvi. The simile is sold to what Rabbi Kiva Eger had suggested. It's very nice. The problem is, it seems to go, at first glance, against the Gemara. The Gemara we saw already once before, Kiddushin Daf Nunam and Aleph. Then the Gemara says, Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim in the context of a husband who's talking about thinking of divorcing his wife. We discussed it last, you know, yesterday, why the Rambam seems to say that the Maskana, again, I found it in the Rambam's Gerushin, that we say Dvarim Shebelev. We say the Gemara thinks it's based on Dvarim Shebelev. That's the sugya. That's where the sugya Dvarim Shebelev is really found. The primary sugya is in Kiddushin Daf Nun. Read you the Gemara just a little bit. The Gemara starts off by saying, "I wanted to sell his land, go to Israel." Said nothing. Dvarim Shebelev ain't a dvarim. How do you know? Yaakov also kofanol yoch. Hashem rotzani. Ah, he doesn't really want it. Dvarim Shebelev ain't a dvarim. No, shani hosnam anan sadid denichle bekapara. What a similar idea. Gitei nashim kofan Hashem rotzani. He doesn't want it. means Ram Shemin Avram. No, mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. That's the sugya of Gemara in Kiddushin Adaf Nun. Wait a minute, but isn't l'shmoa din of kavana? And we just learned the quote of the Chacham Tzvi and Rebbe Kiveger that when it comes to Rebbe Chaim Oizer, comes to kavana, Ram Shemin believe havin dvarim. That's a good kasha. So he gives a very good answer. I think it's a very excellent answer over here on page Kuf Pei Test, I believe it is. There he says the following. Let's see if I have the right page. Yeah, Lishma may be a din in Kavana. That's true. But over here, what are we discussing? We're discussing over here that the one who writes to get, whether he writes it lishma or not, that's a din in kavana. That's true. That's true. But over here, you need to appoint someone to write a get. So to appoint someone to write a get, that's like writing a get yourself. That's ratzon. The authorization that the get should be written and delivered, that certainly requires ratzon. And therefore we say, vrom shebelev einam dvarim. That's what it means. Very good. He goes further than that. And this is, again, part of his Shaar Ram Shebelev, quotes the Chazon Ish. We mentioned this once before, that the Chazon Ish says that you have to have Kabbalah's Emunah. Avada, if you don't believe in God that gave us the Torah, it's all Dvaram B'Talim. So even by Ger Tosha, we saw, remember that by Chassidu Masom, that Rambam. So that's for sure Ram Shebelev. That's, of course it's Havidram. Emunah is only believed. If you know he doesn't really believe it, he's not a ger, for your doubt is a suffer ger. Yeah, so now we're going to skip 30 pages, all the way to page Reish Chaf Hei, about Umdra de Muchach. What is Umdra de Muchach? Right, the poskim say, Anan Sade, Rav Moshe writes, it's nothing. Chai Moses says it, Rav Moshe says it, the Dvar Avram says it, the Har Tzvi says it, everyone says the same yisod, that you need it's Ram Shebelev Umdun and the Muchach. He's not going to keep anything. It's nothing. I'm not going to repeat it again. But we go to pages later. We have something called Safek Umdunah. This is tricky. Safek Umdunah. Umdunah the Muchach, of course. Ram Shebelev Kaladim. What about a Safek? This is very serious because it could happen in our situations. We have to see carefully what the Gedolei HaRabbanim say about it's a suffix, not an umdun demuchach, only a suffix. And how do we treat that? That's a very, very important shaila. Okay, so let's try to analyze it a little bit. Oh. We'll go one step at a time. So the first source is the Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Chesem at base. Hikdish kol nechos of Yovad Mao. Do we say Lagabe Heklish Gomer Makni? Oh no. Lagabe Navshi Lagomer Makni. He's a Shimera. He doesn't expect to live. So he wants Chusim from Olam Abba. Takes all of his possessions and he's Makdish them. What a tremendous act of stucco. But guess what? He lives. Once he lives, hey, he needs the money for himself. Did the money needed for himself? He didn't expect. Plan to make himself penniless and give all the money to Heklish. That presumably was not his intention. The Gemara's Mesupik, my. Back and forth, the various channels. Teku. We don't know. So you have a Teku, what's the psak? Huh? So Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Choshen Mishpat. I have a lot of Sfarim here on the table. Gotta get the right safer here. Choshen Mishpat. There we go. Simen Reish Nun.
It's on the Rambam. Rebbe, isn't it against halacha to give all your money away to tzedakah, to Hekdesh?
It certainly is. But the guy wanted
to do that. Why is it an Anan? Why are we an Anan Sade?
I don't think so. A person shouldn't give his money away in his lifetime. The person's now dying. He's dying. He wants to give us money. He wants schus nolam haba. So instead of just holding on to the money, what's going to do? Let's go to his yarshim. Maybe he doesn't have any close yarshim. You know, maybe his cousin is his closest yarish. He'd rather give the money that's stuck. Whatever it may be.
No, but the varm shabalev, if he would have known, right, that he would have lived, he wouldn't have done it. So we could say Anan Sadi, because he never would have done it.
So clearly, if he gave it to somebody else, it's clearly Anan Sadi. But the question is, when it comes to Hektish, maybe Hektish has a higher level. I'm reading through what it says. In Simen Reish Nun, Sif Gimel. It says over here, in Hektish called Nechasov, and he survived, this batla kol, like Nosin Matana, says the Ramah, v'lo kedivrei hacholkim. Some will disagree. What's the shaila? You have to look in the Ktzos. The Ktzos HaChoshen over here in Simen Reish Nun discusses this question. What exactly is the other possibility that says differently? Here we see as follows. Who's that? The Rosh and the Tur, because it's a teiku in the Gemara. Says the Rosh in Baba Vastra, Perek Tesim, Chof Aleph, Lo Armina, Umdana Levat Lamatana, Ela Umdana Habarur, Ava Besveka, Lo Armina, Umdana. So the Shrimara, who wrote it called the Chost of Yaman, Enochoser, his other possessions in another country. Here too. And these Ibayos, the Hektash, Vichilik Raniim, Kev and the Shrimarash, Choser, Eno Elamisham Umdana, not Buriri Umdana, Eno Choser. Why is it the Ktos? From Shabalev, Enom Devarim. Vahod Mahani Umdan Daite Shahoyal is there at Nai Afagav Lo Pirish Haini Mishum the Cave and Umdan Okach Havid Rom Shibulev Kolad Mahani. As the Mordechai says in Ksubis, by Nidre Onsen. He means Hayom, believe Lev Kolad. That's Umdan the Burira from Shibulev Kolad. Ava Umdan is Misapka Afagav the Nosin Makshav to Hoyal at Nai Havid Rom Shibulev. Came and the Eino Belev Kolodim. This is what the Ktzos HaChoshen explains, the opinion of the, we'll call it the Yesh Cholkim. Yeah, that's what it says. A whole new vart. This is a very serious question. Yeah, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about it over here. Sif Yud. Shchim HaRashad, Nasa and the Chosim Shadavar Goli, Shem Kohen the Chosim Sheshlo, there's a Kematam of Mitzas, which is Richard Kenyan. Okay, so Kohen Yodo, Oma Enochoser, Shem Enishon the Chosim Achem, Bibdinus Hayam. As he says, Kohen the Chosim. All right, or Mughzor Shem the Chosim, El Elu. Then the Matana is Batal. So that's exactly the precedent for this here in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud. Says the Sma. It's if cotton yud, and those words were local divya cholkim. What's the cholkim? The rush, the tour, the Mordechai. He says it. Look in the preisha what he says, and he says, maybe he has more. And says we don't know. It's a suffix. Whenever it's a suffix, we can't say it's a drama shibalevo ubalev kolodim, right? So the question is a steer between sif yud and sif gimel. Sif yud and sif gimel. This is the kasha of the sma. Over here, the Kamon Sif Yud Pascal, Pnosik on the Chos of Dim Konam Yodo in the Yachal Achza, Sfirlehu, and Adina Domon Zalazet. Why? It seems to be exactly the same Shiloh. So the Ramban makes the following distinction. Here there's no suffix in the Umdana. The question is in Sif Yud, does he have other Nechosim or does he not have other Nechosim? He didn't say kol nechosai. So this distinction is not just the Ramban. But the Ktsos quotes it as well. I ask you to see this Ktsos. Sifkatan Yud Aleph. Shem Arishon Nechosam Acherim. So Smaya Sakasha by Siv Gimel. He says, Batel Hekdash Misfeka. And here, he says, it's Loma Batla Matana. Loko Shemidi. Why? There, Shem Yeshon Nechosam Acherim. Hakinyan Norish Yeshon Nechosam Medina Acheris. The male in the chosam lama lo akinyan divish shlim rakim resuvin masha the zrot zolita matnas bari shem yesh the chosam of dina acheres. So therefore it's no kasha. Then towards the end he says as follows. He says ikal me mahachi ikal me mahachi but it's fake lo nafka and akinyan makriya safa came in the isbe reyusa. So the Ksos is making this distinction: is it a suffix of the facts or suffix in the umdana? Oh, this idea of the Ksos is already found in the Shita Mekubetzes Baba Basra Kufram Chesam and Beis, the name of Rabbeinu Yona. Oh, so. The Chazanishi is a kasha from the Gemara in Ksubis of High and Base, where there's a suffix whether the person had a mum. The whole suffix about mum and the mum can be mavat or the kiddushin. So the answer he gives is something fascinating. The suffix in the Mitzias, Ram Shabaleim Ein Medvarim. Suffix in Umdana is a suffix. It's not a Dvaram Shabaleim, it's a suffix in the Dina. That's what the Shulchan Aruch has in Sif Gimel, which is a suffix in Umdana, which we have to take into account. But a suffix in the Mitzvahs, we don't. That's Sif Yud. Guess, why am I giving you all this stuff? We're learning Gerus. So suffix Umdana in the Das of the Ger remains a suffix. It's a suffix Gerus. There's a Chiddush Nifla of the Poskim. And you know who said it first? I never knew about everything that came before. I discovered this in Igros Mosh. I thought it was a whopper, unbelievable Chiddush. He also knew about Igros Moshe. He quotes him in Simon Reish Mem Gimel. Kos of Igros Moshe, Yodea, Chela Gimel Simon Kuvvav, Shebemokom Shageiris Yishalo L'Shem Shemayim, Yesh Svara Gedola, Listapek Shein Kavanoso Keina, not sincere, V'Kabbalah Sageiris, Flamina Bezeh, Dvarim Shebelev Enim Dvarim. To me, I was shocked by this. I thought, only if it's Borer, believable, if Kol Adam, then we say, Dvar Meshlev HaMidvarim. Rav Moshe says, no, it's an Anan Sade, that's a suffix. You know what he says over here? He writes over here, quotes, B'divrei Igros Moshe, Chiddush Godo, Arhash, the Yadano Shavadai, Kashe Yesh Umdo, the Muchach, Kenege Dvarim, Furoshim, Azinim, Dvar Umdo, Dvarim, Muchichim, Gluyim. It's not for Lev, it's Lev Kolot. But the Rav Moshe says, a Chiddush Nosop, Gam Kasher Adama Misupuk, Belonu umdana de Vadoish Lohiskin Belibo, Mikomakom Kavan Sheshtam, Svara Lochashakak, Havikanan Sade Shesh Suffolk, and Choshno Lahaksik Suffolk. Now, he says a Chiddush Gadol. Before I ever saw this Sefer first came out, what year? No. What year? Tovshin Ayin Gimel. Okay. Tovshin Ayin Gimel. Long before Tovshin Ayin Gimel, I wrote about this myself. And it came out in my Sefer, which was, this is my last Sefer on Arba Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, which came out what year? Oh, came out later. It came out in Tovshin Ayin Vav. But however, what I wrote was written in a Beis Yitzchak, which was written many, many years before Tovshin Ayin Gimel. Why I raised this question myself. I'll give you a page number in my Sefer. Page number Kuf Samach Gimel. I quote Rav Moshe. I said, whoa, it's incredible. And I said, not only is it incredible, Reb Chaim Oizer thinks it's wrong. Oh, I had Reb Chaim Oizer. Simin Chof Vav in Chela Gimel, Sivkot Beis. He says what I thought was the conventional wisdom. The only time we say Dvarim Shebelev Advarim This is an the muchach. But if it's a suffix, that's exactly what we say in general. Unless it's an the muchach mamish, believe v'leiv kol adam. So that's what Chaim Oizer says over here, like this. Mokom shistapek. What's it in? Only if you know for sure, then we say v'ram shabliba v'leiv kol adam. However, in a situation in which it's a suffix, so then we say v'ram shabliba einam dvar. That's what Chazanish suggests against Rav Moshe. But then he has his own wild chiddush. Listen carefully. That's only in other matters, buying, selling, and things of this nature. But Geirus, where the whole word of Geirus is Kabbalah, so Mitzvah Shebelev, then we say, Dvarim Shebelev, Hav Yedvarim. And if it's not a Dvarim Dvarimuchach, if you had in mind something else, it's not a Geir, Libo Balimo. And Rabban Nagar and Abnechem, because of the Chazakah, of what? Of Agav Unzigam and Makabal. If it's a doubt in the Chazakah, so then it's a Dvarim Shebelev. So Rav Moshe and Chazanish and Rav Chaim Oizer agree to the bottom line for two different reasons. Rav Moshe says it's in the Kolot Rav Kula that a suffix is enough to say that Dvarim Shebelev have it wrong to make it into a suffix. Chaim Oizer says that's not true. In Kolot Rav Kula? No. If it's Lonis Bara Lebez and Malcolm the Stopic, we don't know. Only the Bizbala for sure. Then you don't accept it, right? But if you don't know, so then maybe we should say, Vroma should believe, ain't no dvarim. But then Chaim Moser turns around and says, Geirus is unique. Geirus is unique. Oh. So the bottom line is, everyone seems to agree to this big chiddush for two different reasons. Now.
Would Rebbe agree to the same chiddush by Ishus, the topics we were discussing the last 2 days? That there's no, if you say like a Dvar of Rum, there's no more chazaka anyway. So then you don't need a Anan Sade or you do a Lekol.
That's true. According to Dvar of Rum, you don't even need this. Any L'shem Ishus would be a serious, serious problem. Very serious. That's why you have to be careful. We do a lot of Geirus L'shem Ishus in our Bezin. A lot. We try to be mevarer in all cases that there is really a Kabbalah mitzvah. And if we don't know, we try not to do it. Because exactly the reason that you just said. That's exactly what you just said. So, yeah. Now, let's go a little bit further. It's interesting. You know, Moshe has his Limudei Schus. Remember that? One which is a little bit better, one which is a little bit worse. He talks in the Sefer Kager Kazor, he quotes from Moshe. There's something very interesting to say about it, which is a fascinating figure of speech. I assume it's a figure of speech, but I don't know, maybe he really means it. Let me get the right page. Reish Nun Aleph, I believe it is. He says like this. Yeah, but a whole simon. Divya Igris Moshe. Okay. So, look, if she makes a mistake that Judaism does not require Shemir Shabbos, she accepts a different Judaism. He calls it Yadut Mesoratit, traditional, or Le'umit, or national. She wasn't Mekabel Judaism. That's he mentioned this once before, but he has a figure of speech over here, which is quite striking. Where he says that an individual is a footnote on the bottom. He says even Christianity is a corruption of Judaism. Whoa! He's comparing Reform Judaism to Christianity. Whoa! But he's not totally wrong. I mean, obviously, it's a difference in divinity. But in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, it's different. Oh, then he wants to say It's a mekachtos. It's a mekachtos. Why? If they think that the mitzvahs are not obligatory, they only want to have a conversion where they're not obligated to keep mitzvahs. But a gayus which obligates to keep mitzvahs never entered their minds. So it's a mekachtos. They never had in mind to keep anything. That's probably a fascinating story. It's not the same as Gemara Shabbos HaMeches. They wanted to accept it. They just were ignorant. We go a little bit further than that. He says, what are they? Especially now, why? Listen very carefully. Oh. He says, like this. This is on page Resh Nun Beis. What do they teach him? They teach him about religion. And with Vinim Heitev, all the people in this conversion system in Eretz Yisrael, oh, by the way, I just got a call from a newspaper to talk about Hamodia, to talk about the conversion situation in Eretz Yisrael. I told him my policy. I don't talk to newspapers. I sent it to Rabbi Zilberman. He talks to newspapers. I'm just letting you know. If you get Hamodia, there may be something from an article about it. Anyway, so Melamdim Osam Zman Rav. Call them a mitzvah adas. It's true. They have a nice system. It's, you know, they teach them. Umevinim etev yeshnam datiim hasherim haTorah. There are observant Jews. Yeshnam chilonim. There are secular Jews. Shenim sham mitzvah Torah. So they do understand the mitzvahs are obligatory or based upon Judaism, but they're not interested in keeping them. They're interested in a different type. So even called Rav Moshe, this would not be good. Rav Moshe would answer. They think that the frum Jews are just machmirim. Like you and I may think, if you insist on it's a chadosh, I know you have to wait tzitzis out, or only chol of Yisrael, or I don't know what other chumras people have. That's a chumra. They think keeping Shabbos is also a chumra. I mean, that's what Moshe would respond to what he says. However, I have a word about this in my sefer, which I want to share with you right now, before going any further, which you can find in my sefer, on page Kuf Samach Ches. This is something. I have three Simanim on Geirus. The first two were printed back in 1992, long before. What? How many years before? It was 2003. More than 20 years before the Kager Kesuch came out. You can look up in the Beis Yitzchak if they still have the, you know, if it's still online or something. But I wrote another piece on Geirus much later. That's called Sivan Laman Aleph in the Sefer. That was written much later. I think with the Yeshiva learned Yevamos. When did the Yeshiva learn Yevamos? Let me think for a minute. The Yeshiva learned Yevamos when Rabbi Reis was the manal of the Yeshiva. Until then, they never learned it. It was too hard. 2011? Okay. So that's when I wrote this piece, 2012. That's 20 years after the first piece of 1992, which I wrote after we learned in Camp Moresh HaShakol in 1989, Rav Yevamos. Just took a couple of years till they printed the piece. The piece, it starts with my piece on Ger Kotten, which is so wild. I'll tell you now, we'll get to it later, Ger Kotten, and hopefully next week. I said over this, and I remember distinctly in the summer of 1989, every year Rav Simcha Wasserman, Zatzal, would come to visit a shul to raise a few dollars, Rebbe Chonin's Bechor. And he'd always come to my house, stay in my house, and very often Rabbi Ozban Shlita, if it tells the Rashi, was on the floor, would come in honor of Rabbi Simcha. He would sit by my table, and I would sit by the head of the table. Rabbi Simcha Wasserman here, Rabbi Ozban here, with Shmuz and Divrei Torah. And he always came in June. That year, for some reason, he came in September, after the summer. It was 1989. So he said, oh, no, let's talk and learning. So I told him my Chiddush about Ger Kotten. They both told me I was crazy, but I printed it anyway. But it took a little while till it got printed. So it was printed in Beis Yitzchak in 1992, and it's in my safe here too. We'll get to that later. But 20 years later, we learned Yevamos in the Yeshiva. I put this piece out, and I had the following Chiddush. We have the Gemara, Bosai. Open the Gemara piece to Yevamos, Taf Chavdal Amin Beis. Now we're going to get to the Sugya of Nitan. But we first have to get to the main sugya of Chav Dalet Amud Beis.
That was my summer, Moko.
Ah, the BMT Bennies?
Yeah.
All right. You see that? A couple of years ago. Baruch Hashem. You were there one summer? Come on. I thought you were there for many summers. Okay, but you still remember it. Look, check up your notes. You see the Chiddush and the Ger Cotton. I know that. You remember, you know who came that summer? Rav Mendel Blachman came that summer to give a guest shiur. You know why? So I had to go to Toronto to perform a wedding, and I didn't want a day to pass by, so he came up, and he spoke on the same sugya, totally different word. He said, Rebbe, he said something totally different than you, which is not surprising. Shivan Panam Latara. That was that summer. It was a great summer, Baruch Hashem. All the summers are great, Baruch Hashem. B'liyah and Hara. Anyway, let me go back to the sugya over here. So Tosfos on Chav Dalet Amud Beis points out, Gemara has the expression, Echad Geri Arayos, and Echad Geri this, and then but the Evad Kulam Geri him. Zok Tosfos. Hach Geri Arayos, lo dami the hod, ikam and the yoma, kusum Geri Arayos him. The hosom, hayu ovdim Eloheim, kudichsid, besefim malochim. Ulman de gimme, Geri him is him. Kosova de shuv, this guy with the gamma. So the word Geri Arayos means two different things. In general, about kusum, it means, is there nothing? Here, the Kulam Geri him. The prophet doesn't say anyone save him alochem that they did another Geris. As a matter of fact, Rashi goes against Tosfos. Rashi says Geri Arayos to go and kusim, and kusim is good. Fekdem Mekivega. What? Look at the Gilyon Hashas. I ain't said hedin peheim at beis, but Rashi did machel Geri Arayos. What? If it's Geri Arayos, you're not considered to be Jewish. You learned the sugas and shas. You're not considered to be Jewish. If you let me read you the Rashi. I have it on my table. So many mesechlis. You have half shas on my table. The Sanhedrin is part of the half. Says to look in Rashi. Sanhedrin peheim and beis and b'kiv vegas. Says to look in that Rashi. Dibur maschil geri arayos. Let's take a look there. Sanhedrin samachem and beis geri arayos. What is it? Excuse me. Peyam and base. Oh, I'm sorry, my eyes are not so good. Peyam and base. The muscle Gary arrives. Okay. What does Rashi say? Gary arrives. Harenka of the Kochov and Gemorim. They're Goyim. How can Rashi here say in Yavamas that they're Jewish? A steer in Rashi, says Miki Vega, between what? Rashi in Subas and Rashi in Sanhedrin. So I have a teretz. My teretz is found in this sefer as well, but in a totally different siman. Way much later with the sefer. I have a siman called Nesina Vakusis. Nesina Vakusis. And the word over here is that they're half gerim. We spoke about the opening day shiur Gebet Geris with the Ravid, with the Ramban. So I'm reading the words of the Ravid as the Ramban quotes with Yevamos Tain Chesem at base. V'geruso nasara makosu v'shayot mitchiloson v'gerus v'shin g'deri arayos. Talk about the sinim. V'shua v'david gozro lehem v'shon nekabo men g'erim li'olam. Even if it's sincere. K'del es arav v'yisroel. But stomach mitchiloson hei. So why is it knas? Why is it kusis have knas? Halacha kulam gerimim. Vakosu vasara naosim sheva umos miosu gerus shemesha kibush pisha dayan adukim biakum. Otishtakar mipim. Fim chazru vikimlu osim bezin achakach mutaramayu elashe gazru alehem. That's a strange kind of a din. Partly Jewish. What's the pshat? So I said, this nakuda, you can be Jewish, but we'll treat you as a guy with respect to marriage, is a precedent for it. And Hagos Mordechai and Yevamos Simon Kufches Yevamos Shenafel Lefnei Mumar. So what is it? The Malkum Ervil Kanoim Pogimbo Gamanivel Sarav Kanoim Pogimbo. A Mumar, he's Jewish. He went to the church. He's considered a goy Kanoim Pogimbo. You know his Chayim and Mitzvahs. How can it be? But the answer is the Gemara Sanhedrin Peyam and Beis says Kusim Geri Arayos. There's no Issa LaHakosa. You can hit him. The Quanta Rashi and the Rabbi is Jewish. It's Chayim and Mitzvahs. You have to say, when it comes to hitting a Jew, It says achicha, right? Pen Yosef and Nikla achicha lenecha. Kusim of Geri Arias, they're not called achicha. You would advise that when Yavamas have base by a mumma. You know, Nichalitz of Yiba, according to some. He's not called achicha. So my pshat is, in order to convert to Judaism, you have to have two things. You have to have a mitzvah. It's a part of Klal Yisrael. So, right? Amecha, mi elokecha, lekai, as my Rebbe said. And the Rov post can say, if you're missing either ingredient, you're not a ger at all. But according to Rashi and the Rebbe, when you are a ger, you're chayv and mitzvahs, but you're not part of Kal Hashem. You're not part of Kal Hashem. You're considered a goy with respect to marriage and with respect to hitting. You're not called a chicha. That's my answer to the steer of Bekiv Eger. According to Rashi, unbelievably, these Geri Arias were considered Jewish, but when it comes to marriage or the Easter of Hakor, they're considered goyim, not a chicha. What does that mean? They were not part of Amech Amech. They never joined the Jewish people, and as a result, they didn't join the Jewish people. They're considered to be like goyim in that respect, even though they're really Jewish. Kulim Gerime. That's my chiddush to answer this Rabbi Ki Vegas Kasha here on Ksubas, Daf, and Yavamas rather, Chav Dalaram and Beis. Oh, we're not finished yet. The Ritva argues with Tosfos. These are the words of the Ritva. Shakosav Omar Lehem Es Eloheim Ayovdim Lomar Shonizgayu Belev Sholem Me'olam V'lo Kiblu Aleim. Not like Tosfos. Uman the machshir hosam savar the niskayu b'leiv sholem elachazu l'suram. This is one of the proofs that according to the Ritva you need kabbalas hamitzvahs as opposed to those who claim you don't according to the Ritva, which we spoke about earlier. Maybe we'll come back to it later. So Reb Chaim Eiser here proves in the Ritva even if chazaka the kiblu agav ones, if they really didn't keep it, then they're not geirim. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. I to machlokas in the Metzias. We learned challah. Remember the first Yerushalmi in challah? We can have a machlekas in Metzias. How can we machlekas in Metzias over here? No kasha, because you can't be mevarit. Only Hashem Yirul Levav. No one knows what's in his heart of hearts. That's why we can have a machlekas in Metzias, which is not observable. That's my understanding. Oh, so if you look in Tanakh, Rabosai, do we ever learn Tanakh in this shir? Did we open a Tanakh yet once this year, this whole year? I don't think so. But I have Baruch Hashem, I have a Tanakh behind me. Yeah. The stone edition of Tanakh. Yeah, I have a Tanakh. It's good to have a Tanakh behind you. You never know. Sefer Melachim, Rabosai. Let's open Sefer Melachim. Perek Yud Zayin. Melachim Beis. Perek Yud Zayin. Lochem Beis, Perek Yuzayin. Some people have a Tanakh somewhere near them. If you can, look it up. Always good to have a Tanakh near you. I'm going to read you a number of psukim. In Pasuk Chaf Hei, what happens? Melech Ashur, you know what Ashur is? Sancheirev. He, Bo Sancheirev, Bilbulas Kolam Kula. He, in order to avoid any nationalistic tendencies, he moved everybody from one country to another. So what did he do? He took people from Kusa, okay? Yava Melchashem Mibava Mikusa, Vitchila Shiftam Sham, Lo Yaros Hashem, Vayashach Hashem Bamas Arayos, the lions, Vayhorgim Bahem. And they end him up. Gewalt, Gewalt, Gewalt. They're dying. So what does Sancheirev do? Get me a priest. A Jewish priest, a Kohen, who I took him out, put him to wherever I put them. He put him in Asher, wherever he took them, and teach them. Pasuk Chav Ches. Vayavo echa mea Kohanim asher higlu mishomron. Vayeshe bebeisa vayimora osa mechiru es Hashem. You know what's going on? It's a crash course to teach the Kusim how to be fearful of Hashem. Says the Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Es Hashem ayu yureim. I read the English. I have the stone. What do they do? 33. They fear Hashem, but they worship their own gods as well. according to the practice of the nations from which they had been exiled. So they did both. The Malbim explains that the Kuzim lo huzeru al hashituf. Yes, the Malbim says, pshat over here, that a goy is allowed to worship Hashem and worship an avodah zarah as well. The Ramah said so. I don't know if you saw a little bit of a tumult in Florida now. Rabbi Schechter wrote some kind of a letter criticizing a rabbi, which is so out of character. But he said,
Rabbi Shai put out that it wasn't. It's not from his father.
What?
It's a mistake.
Yeah. It's not a mistake. It's a forgery.
Forgery, yeah.
Who was Rachi forged it?
I don't know. He didn't say that. He said it's totally not a forge.
Yeah, it didn't make sense for Meshach to write such a thing. It just didn't make sense to me. But some guy, Mizrahi, sent it. I think I suspect he's the forger. Okay. But anyway, but he did reference what he wrote in Torah with, that he did reference. We said that Rabbi Soloveitchik said, I think from Rabbi Chaim, that when the Darkei Moshe said that a goy is allowed to have believe in Yoshka as long as he's in God, is a shkaga with the Fnei HaShalitz. Wow, powerful words here about the Ramah. But okay, but the Ramah did say it. So the Malbim said the same thing. That's Pshat and the Kusin. The reason the lion stopped eating them up, because once they believed in God and their Baal and whatever they did, they no longer they were within their rights. That's how the Malbim says Pshat over here in Pasuk Lamed Gimel.
My Nach says the Radak and the Rabag says the same thing. So
okay. Not just there the you go. Okay, terrific. Okay, that's why Hashem didn't punish them. You know, the Jews were punished for exactly the same thing. On a simple level, they did have Avodah Zarah B'Shitah from the very beginning, from Pesukim Chav Tesu Lamed Gimel, and they did all the things. What they do? The same on Habamas Hashosha Shemronim, right? They did exactly the same thing. I say Kus. They simply copied what the Jews were doing, right? For Yireimes Hashem, they made Kohani Bamos. And they killed stepped worse. They did exactly what the Jews were doing. I'm reading the words of the Mitzudas in Pesach Chav Tes, Mitzudas David. Lo yakoin ma'avira me'avodah zarah mikol v'kol, ki huoya mikohani abamos, avodah zarah kamosam. Ha! The Rebbe did avodah zarah b'shituf. That's exactly why. Remember this, you ever met the Haftorah? Im la'shem, la'shem, la'bal, that's exactly what they did. The Jews never did avodah zarah b'shituf. So the priest, the Kohen, that the Sancheir appointed, taught him that his version of religion. That's it. That's what he said. Quantitos, what do you see from here? Geri or Emes, they had to have a second Geris after their children and the grandchildren did the psilim. Adayom azeh, posel lam and gimel. What does it say over here? Lamadalim. Adayom azeh. Hey, Moses, come and spot him or he's shown him. Eli Remes Hashem, come and spot him, etc., etc. There's still this. So Tosis is saying a Chiddush Nifla that after the Sefer Melachim was written, at some later date, there was a reconversion. Oh, man, there's no historical record of that. So the Ritva couldn't believe it. It's a big dochak. He said, now from the beginning, they turned to Hashem, not like the Mitzudas. Then Chazul the Surah. Now the Gemara is a Masech to Shabbos Samaches. We already spoke about it a few times. That Gersh in the sky Ben Agoyin doesn't have Avodah Zarah. He's considered to be a Ger. He's Mekabel the Mistress. So the question becomes, so why should Kusim, it should be Geri Emes. I didn't have Avodah Zarah B'Shita from the beginning. That's what the Kohen taught them. They didn't know any better. The Jews themselves did it. That's why they were devoured by lions. That's exactly the religion that this Kohen espoused. Here's my answer, Rabbi Osai. I think this is the most important part of the answer. The Israelim knew that Shituf was Zasser. They knew. They certainly knew when they were exiled. That's why they were exiled, as the Navi told them. So why they do it? You know why they did it? Because they had a taiva, which you and I can't even explain. I have Sanhedrin open from before Pehe. Sanhedrin Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara has as follows. Listen carefully, please. We're talking about the time of Anshe Knesset Agdola. They quote a pasuk in Nehemiah. Vayizatku b'kol gadol Hashem Elokeihem. What they say? Bye, bye. They saw Jews doing Avodah Zarah. Haynu the Achur ve'lebeisu ve'kayel ha'echola ve'katlinu le'tzadiki ve'aglinu le'yisro me'arayu ve'adayinu merakad be'inan. Klum ya'avisi lo, and why do you have this Yetzirah? El le'kabule be'agro. Did you have schar for not giving into this Yetzirah? Lo iyu be'inan ve'lo agro be'inan. We don't want this Yetzirah. We don't want the schar for overcoming it. Bosa da'viki be'i. Yasvit flosu yom betanisa, boy rachme. For 3 days they fasted. Guess what happened? Nafalu pitka de merikia that the cost of emes chosama shal kadosh bo emes came down from Shemayim. Nape kiguria the nura vibes kochi kadosh. What do I mean? A fiery lion ran out of kochi kadosh. Amalu navi liyisrael haynu yitzur davar zara. That's yitzur davar zara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of. So that's why it was such a strong taiva that they gave in. Later on, the Gemara talks about Menashe, later in Sanhedrin, that he was involved in a Bezen Shalmala about some scholarly discussion of how you are supposed to break bread. Which part of the bread is supposed to break the bread from? And Menashe says that you're supposed to break bread from the hard crust, etc., etc. So they ask him, Menashe, you know what about Azara? You're telling us where you break bread from? You have what to say about this? So Menashe responds, had you been around in my day, you would have read the lesson of the Gemara. Kuf, Bezim, and Bezim, Sanhedrin. Mehecha the Karm Bishula, right? So he says he from the crust. They told Menashe, Mehecha the Chakmisu Kulehai, my time of Kopalchisla Borazara. Amalei, he have his hosom, had you been there, having a kitna Bishpule Glima, Virahata Sabasroi. What does that mean? He would held on to my kapota and come right, follow me right into the church. That was the Yetzirah. That's such a strong Yetzirah. So the Kusim knew that the Jews were punished. They knew how bad it was. And therefore, Rabosai, even though the Israelim in Shomron did it, the Geirus is Batel. And therefore, today, that people know that there is a true religion that from people keep. Even though they're telling them about, you know, reform, conservative, whatever, blah, secular, national, traditional. But they know, come on, they know. That's where Moshe Svara, I do not believe, is so good these days. I don't believe it's really, really good. But that's based upon my analysis of the situation of the Kusim. Cain nearly. Oh, fine. Now let's go a little bit further, Rabosai. I'm skipping in this book because time is of the short, all the way to page Shin Mem Zion. Whoa, skipping 100 pages. Shin Mem Zion. You have to follow in Shiloh. This is called, we're now no longer in Shar Dvarim Shebalev, we're in Shar Bezdin Begeris. And people wanted to say, Beidina Besen Beidina Lo Daiki. That once a Bezin Paskin that the Geras is good, no other Bezin can say otherwise. It's a Gemara Baba Bastra. Kuf Lamed Chesem and Beis. But if you look at Baba Bastra, Kuf Lamed Chesem and Beis, you get an impression it's not an Isser. They're not required to do so. The Rambam says so. Yet you see the Rambam. And Baba Vajra quotes this. Yabiyah Omechelek Beis, Choshen Mishmet Simon Yud Beis, Kot Ches. It's not an Isser. The Tshuvas Arash. According to the base, Yosef Simon Yud Beis of base, Mekal Peyesiv Heva, Lo Yitochen Li Lichto Psak Al Din She Pasku Kfar Anoshim Gedolim Vinichbodim. That's by Dinim Amaris. They were Mekabalayim. It's not polite. I shouldn't even hear it. Once it's Paskin, it's Paskin. You're not supposed to discuss it. But when it comes to Geirus, if there are new facts that the Bezdin, the first Bezdin didn't know, you have to reevaluate. And if others can also reevaluate. And if we see that the Bezdin says and we think they made a mistake, the Chasam Sofer says in the Tshuva, you have to undo it. You have to undo it. And if they're not Bekiyim, the Rashba says, Daikina, I asked to see a Pischei Tshuva. It's the last Maramakom of the, not yesterday's Maramakom, so the one's the last one, but where in Simon Yotesef Kon Gimel, the Radvaz says, Bizman Hazeh, every Bezdin is not such a big Boki. And the other Poskim will agree, when there's a Reyesa, Daikina, there's a tremendous Reyesa. They find they made a mistake. There is no chazaka nowadays. I Chacham Shehiter, he talks about that as well in this book, the Sefer, page Shin Nun. He discusses the question. Chacham Shehiter im chavei rashoi lesor. He says, you know, like this. He can't. It's a shigal adas. It's a ramos of the simin reishman beis yerodeya. I ask you to see it. Sif lamed alef. But the Shach, Sif Kod Nun Tes says, I can answer it. I have the ability to do so. And the Gaon says so. And the other Chazadish and Rabbi Vajra. There was a Shulta Gibbom and Avodah Zorah, I ask you to see. He said, you know, there are two reasons for Chochem She'osar and Chaver HaShor Elahatir. What are the two reasons? One is Shavir Nafshech Haticha Disura. Okay. Doesn't apply the other way around. There's another svara. Kvodo shel chacham arishon. Oh, so that applies even to the first chacham. It's matirit. But the Ran in Avodah Zorah, so the sea says, b'di'evet, according to the svara of kvodo shel chacham arishon, if the second chacham said the faker, it has validity. It's chal. It's chal ahatir, it's certainly lesser. And if he's bigger, he's got even the chatchila. The bigger rabbis are much bigger than these rabbis who are doing this game for the state of Israel. And especially it's Tobit by Mishnah or Tobit Metzias, which is worse than Tobit by Mishnah. As I spoke about, for those who may have tuned in to my last Wednesday, I spoke about the Walder case. I said, if you make a mistake in the Metzias, it's worse than the Tobit by Mishnah. I don't care what kind of gadol you are. I don't want to speak about any particular individual. And more than that, that's only in a Hora Protis Mechudeshes. A particular piece of meat. But Anina Didan, Yadua Mefursim Anidam. Everybody knows about this. Everybody knows about this. This is not a new question. Again, Shela Nischacha, the piece of meat. This case, Yadua Mefursim Anidam, Dafrov Kikola Poskim, Lifsal Gioros Ela, because they're not sincere. Lo Shaekla Loma Change, this to Haras Achacham Shita Mishim Kvodo. He's 100% right. He's 100% right. And more than that, this din, Hanisha lechokham vehitter, and the chaver l'rashor l'esa, tachka biyachas la'olsam sh'anoshim sh'asholu. Okay, this guy, avlo nema biyachas anoshim acherim, so the klal is b'dor raisa l'achachar ha-machmir, or achar ha-godol. So therefore, these rabbis are correct to be mevatel all the garrison. I think he's right here again. He's right here again. Oh, so now we have to finish up the sefer as far as we can do today. We have only another 5 minutes. I'm skipping another 100 pages to page Tuf Nun Zion. Tuf Nun Zion. Wasn't Tuf Nun Zion? He quotes the Ranach we spoke about before. This is called Miluim. Miluim is already, you know, he already finished the book. Miluim. This is called Kabbalah's Mitzvahs Li'acha Milu Tvila. Wow. Can you reverse the order? She quotes the Ranach in Simon Tzadi Beis. He said, you know what? The Ranach says, he thinks this Shaila depends on the other Shaila. Can you have the Tvila before the Mila? That's the Ranach in Simon Tzadi Beis. It's totally about that. Why should it be totally on that? No. Some say it's not totally on that. Everyone agrees, here it's no good. Here it's different. Even if you hold tefillah can come before Mila, lo nitin lahaktim sa Mila that tefillah fi kabbalas mitzvahs. He didn't explain why. He tells you why. He tells you why. You know why? Because without kabbalas mitzvahs, the tefillah is nishkin tefillah. It's nothing. When it comes to Mila, this is a few, three pages later. When it comes to Mila, he says as follows. When it comes to Mila, this page Tav Samach Beis, the Rabban says Mem Vav Amud Beis, it works like B'nai Keturah, had they been chayav, it would have worked even before Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. And B'nai Levi, Pashas no Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. You don't have to have a Stam Bris. So you don't say Kol Sukin Yono, because Mila is just removing the Ik of the Orla, or Tav Samach Gimel, he's still Mol. The Mila is still extant. It's all called the Rov Rishonim, that Tvila Echach Mila is no good, because Kol Sa Tvila. Right? Fine. Oh, okay. Because the Tvila is the Etzem Ageris, as you see from Noshin, and Kol Sa Megufo. The Ramban has a big Kiddush over here, amazing Kiddush. We'll come to it a little bit later on. The Ramban will say that a person who's Tovel is a Chalos Shem Tovel. Gam Tvila Armina Kol Sa, Kevin Shemisha Tovel, Ayesh Lav Shem Tovel. Shatvila Mechila, it means makes effect upon him. Kedusha is Tovel, Ala Tovel. Vinisha Tovel. Just by Amelia, don't say Kol Sa Kinyano. So by Tvila, that's a very big Kiddush. A very big Kiddush. More than that, more likely, is the next page. Tav Samach Dal. We almost finished. I know time is almost up. Tav Samach Dal. A better pshat, I think, in the Ramban. There are two Maisim. We spoke about this once before, 2 weeks ago. When there are two Maisim, which are necessary, two equivalent, equal Maisim, you can't say Kol Sa, by definition. In order to achieve, you need A and B. So by definition, you can't say that it's no good if A is before B or B is before A, because you need two things. You can't say Kol Sa. You can't. The second one will complete what the first one started. Here too, Tfila Chachach Mila, writes on page Tav Samach Vav, they're two separate things. According to Rov Rishonim, like the Rashba, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, who says the Tfila is Iker Ageris, has to be at the very end. Especially what we said in the Rashba Ayin Aleph, that Mila is, quote, for Hischil Gerusa V'Nichnas Tzas V'Das Yudas, you don't say Kosa, it achieved that first stage. Oh, he wants to suggest that on page Tav Samach Zayin, the Rashba is Lishitoso. Since Mila achieves the beginning of Geirus, there are two Maisim which are equal that achieve the Geirus, like the Ramban said. No, the Tefillah completes it, and it has to be last. In our case, what happened? Mila b'vah Kabbalah Samitzvahs. You might argue, it's not Hascholas HaGeirus. Maybe we should say Kosa. Maybe you would say Tavah Samitzvahs. If it's only Hasara Sa'ikov, then you wouldn't say that. Oh. So the Ramban is also Lishitoso. Again, this is beautiful Torah over here in his Miluim. The Miluim is what we call Torah. Let me just finish this and then we'll stop. Page Tav Samaches. Ramban is Lishitoso. That Tefillah before Mila works, the same as Mila of B'nai Levi, worked before Kabbalah Samitzvahs. No, Ramban said that only according to the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, if you recall. It's enough to have Mila alone. You don't need Tvila. So you can't say that two mice and shove him and the Seder is not Miyakev, because you only need one mice, just Mila. You must say that you can't say Kosa, unless you want to say that two mice and shove him, Mila Kabbalah Mitzvahs. We have three mice, Kabbalah Mitzvahs, Mila, and Tvila. So we can argue what he says in Tav Samaches. But he writes 5 pages later, on top Ayin Gimel, he thinks, quote the Ramban, Nafta Mila L'Shem Mitzvah, like B'nai Ketur, if they were Chayef, you make a bracha, Shekesham Son of Lomo Sagerim, like Shechita, you want to eat, and Mila, you want to be Mizgayer. So that's what it says. So this is some of the Lomdusha considerations he has over here. We have to stop now because we're out of time. We're not finished with this Sefer yet, believe it or not. So on Monday, Mitzvah, Monday we're 1:15. Is there any reason to change the time? I'm looking at my calendar. Monday is the 17th. Tu B'Shvat, Martin Luther King Day. Which is the bigger yontif? Tu B'Shvat and Martin Luther King Day. I'll leave with you to decide. Well, that's a week before we actually start the Nuzman. The question will be, will we be able to complete everything next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? I hope so. If not, I don't know, we always have Friday and Sunday, like, you know, the Moreh Shas schedule 6 days a week. because I really very much would like to start stucco, in case maybe get some more Tamim to come. A new topic, stucco, on Monday the 24th, which is the first day of the newsletter officially. Okay, so we'll take one day at a time. So see you Mission Monday at 1:15, Mitzvah of the Shema. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Thank you, Rebbe.
All tov. Be well.